Mr. Chairman and friends. Let's imagine that someone asks us to describe our lives. Suppose we were asked by them to say what it was essentially and specifically that characterized our lives as we ordinarily lived them. I wonder what sort of reply, what sort of answer most of us would give. I wonder what most of us would have to say. Those, that is to say, those of us who are quite ordinary people, not pop stars, not politicians, and certainly not TV personalities. Most of us, most ordinary people, would say that our lives, more often than not, are characterized by sameness. We'd say perhaps that we seem to spend most of our time doing much the same sort of things in very much the same sort of way. Not only for weeks together, not only for months together, but even sometimes for years together, or at least what seems like years together, just doing the same sort of things in the same sort of way. Of course, if we reflect, we know that this is not really the case. We may, in literal fact, wash the very same identical dishes every day of the week, but we don't wash them in exactly the same way every day. We don't wash them in exactly the same sort of mood. We don't wash them under exactly the same sort of circumstances. One day when we're washing them at the familiar kitchen sink, there may be sunlight streaming in at the open window. But another day, if we look outside while we're washing our dishes, the day may be dark and gloomy. In the same way, one day we may be washing our dishes after a quiet, reflective, perhaps even slightly boring meal on our own. And another day we may be washing up after a pleasant meal with some fascinating stranger. But usually we don't find it very easy to appreciate these finer differences, as we may call them. We feel that we are in fact doing the same thing every day. We feel that our lives are characterized by sameness, or at least by a sense of sameness, which comes, of course, very much to the same thing. And this is true not only of those who lead ordinary lives in the ordinary sense. It's true even of those who are leading, or trying to lead, or professing to lead what we call spiritual, single inverted commas, spiritual lives. That is to say, those who are trying to develop as human beings. Such people too seem to spend much of their time doing much the same sort of things, in much the same sort of way, in this case too, sometimes even, it seems, for years together. If we are trying to lead a spiritual life, we find only too often that we're observing or trying to observe the same old precepts, even practicing the same old meditations. In the morning, it's the mindfulness of breathing. In the evening, it's the metta bhavana. And in the same way, we recite again and again the same old puja. We may even attend the same old council meeting or the same old co-op meeting again and again and again. Our lives seem really characterized by sameness. But of course we know it's not really like that. At least we realize that sometimes. At least we glimpse that sometimes. It's not really like that. We know that every time we meditate, for instance, it is a completely new experience. We know that it's not even a question of every time. There's only ever just one time. Each experience is absolutely unique and therefore unrepeatable. Every experience, from the meditating to the washing the dishes. But we don't always feel that. In fact, we don't often feel that. We certainly don't always realize that. Much of the time we just feel we're doing the same thing every day. We feel our spiritual life even is characterized by sameness, or at least by a sense of sameness. And even sometimes we have to admit our spiritual life, our life as we try as individuals to evolve, to develop, to grow, even that is characterized more often than not by a sense of dullness, of flatness, of staleness, of insipidity. And it's important, it's above all important, that we should somehow get out of this feeling of sameness, of flatness, of staleness. It's important that we should get away, completely away from our ordinary lives, even our ordinary spiritual lives. Get completely away even from our ordinary selves, even our ordinary spiritual selves, if we can use that expression. It's important that from time to time we should take a plunge into some other dimension of existence, some other dimension of experience, some other dimension of being, even a plunge into some other world, some other universe, some other system of things, at least in imagination, and at least to some extent. A plunge into a world in which all the familiar landmarks are removed. A world in which we feel that we're being turned completely upside down. So this is what we're going to be doing, I hope, in the course of the present series of talks. In the course of these next 8 or 9 weeks, we're going to take the plunge into the unfamiliar, into the extraordinary, even as it may sometimes seem, the bizarre world of the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, or the teaching of Vimalakirti. We're going to experience, we're going to allow ourselves to experience, because you just have to let go a bit. We're going to allow ourselves to experience the magic of a Mahayana Sutra. We're going to take, in fact, a plunge into the inconceivable emancipation.